Darn. Wow, you look frustrated today. Haven't had any in a while, huh? Kind of sensitive to the touch down there, maybe even as hard as a rock. First I praise you. Not cause you're horny, just cause I am. Then I'll give you a big hug. Run my fingers down your back. Stimulate those juices that were probably already flowing when you walked through the door. As we hug, my arms run down your back, softly encircling your tush. Is that not arousing? Of course I will apologize for the accidental ass grab. I'll put you down in my nice big chair. Yes, the chair is always good for me when I was slightly aroused. Now it can be good for you. Lie back. I'll rub those shoulders. Must have been a long day for you. The hardness makes it even longer, doesn't it? Is it Friday? And you've been thinking about getting some since you arrived at work? Kneeling in front of you, I say, what is your wish, my liege? You start by asking me to pour you a beer. Anything but that, my liege. I want you to get off big time. That may slow things down a bit. Maybe later? You slowly nod in agreement. Later. Anything else? Okay, it's warm in here, don't you think? Or is it just me? So we'll just slip those jeans off that you might be wearing. Ooh, your thighs are thick. And they're hot. My lips turn into a perfect O as I notice and think to myself, damn, he's wearing boxers. Oh, that'll make things a bit uneasy for me. Hope he doesn't notice my hands trembling as I stroke. Well, now back to you, my liege. You have nice thighs. I'll bet the girls tell you that all the time. And know what? Nice thighs lead to a nicer ass. Close your eyes. Does it feel good to have your thighs stroke like that? Tell me what you're thinking right now. Don't edit. Oh my goodness. As I stroke your thighs, my fingers subconsciously rub into your boxers close to your hips. And I realize, and back off a bit, I don't want this to be rushed. I don't want you opening your eyes anymore, because I saw you peek when I touched your thighs. Here, I want you to wear this blindfold. There you go. Can you see anything? Good. Oh my goodness. Okay. I can relax. As you sit back, I begin to rub your chest. Let's remove that shirt. Arms up, yes, that's it. Nice pecs. My fingers gently massage you, your chest muscles, and nibble at your nipples. They're tight. Frankly, I think most men have tight nipples, but some have puffy ones. Not that I've gotten to see that many, but okay. Does that feel good? Your mouth makes a small O as I nibble you. Just watching you in that mask is turning me on. But I can't tell you that. My job is to get you off before self. I placed myself in your lap, barely feeling the hardness between your thighs. Oh, and I really want to feel that, because I know it's hard. I kiss your cheeks, your neck, and brush my lips across yours. It's getting me wet just feeling your lips on mine. What am I wearing? Why, what I always wear when I do this. A short cotton nightie with nothing on under. I don't want you getting too aroused too fast, right? I suddenly feel your cock thumping against my thighs. Maybe. Your lips are still a perfect O. I hear you moan dryly. It's okay, I understand that your lips can get pretty dry when you're turned on like that. Mine always do. They are now. I close my eyes wanting to relieve you now. Okay, okay. I reach between my thighs. Rub your shaft through the boxers. There's a little moisture there. Is that pre-cum? I bet it. Okay. I poke my finger through the slit in your boxers and wipe my finger across your cockhead. You seem to jump. I just want to taste your pre-cum, okay? It's sweet. I think you're ready, huh? As I slide off your lap, it is your fingers that are shaking now. I glance at them and at your mask. You can't see me, but I'm smiling. And I see you kinda are too. I feel your fingers gaze just beneath, underneath my nightie. You're searching for something. Probably my nipples. I see you smile when this happens. Hearing you breathe like that and me wanting you so bad. Oh, I'm so sorry, I promise. I'll be quick and merciful. Putting my hands on your thighs again, I move them up into your boxers. Rubbing your balls so tight and then your cock so hot. Ready for release? Say yes if you are. Say it. Say yes. At this point, you cannot even speak. You nod quickly, breathing heavily. I will assume you are ready. My fingers in your boxers. I grab the waistband and pull them down, removing them from your body. I hope that's not too cool for you. As I lean up into your lap, your cock stands tall. I blow on it softly. Press my tongue against it, licking and kissing. This is for myself as well as you, my liege. Oh, my lips. At that point, my lips totally swallow your stiffened tool. I suck with all my strength. Up and down. My tongue licking and probing your cockhead every few minutes. It's so good. I continue to pull and suck, massaging your balls as I do. I feel your fingers running through my hair as your moaning grows louder. My own wetness is already running down my thighs, making them sticky. I continue to suck and fight. with your shaft until I hear what I want. A sound that tells me success. I love that gurgling sound. As I release your pole, my tongue is slow. Lapping up the remaining juices from your cock as it runs down. As I hear it, I release. And look up at your face. Wasted, but smiling. I lick my lips. So, was it good for you, my liege?